Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. We were joined by a comedian and Southampton fan, Alistair Barry, who had a bit of a spring in his step after two cup wins this week. And it's a very different mood at St Mary's, apparently.
He didn't actually see it, and he'll tell us why that's a good thing when he pulls.
That's right, he will. We had a bit of a chat. You got involved. We threw a lot at you today.
Yeah.
But I think you responded
very
pretty
creative,
well.
Very
good.
Very creative.
And we had a dirty birthday spread. There was an incident in the birthday spread, which left a nasty taste in a lot of mouths.
I think a lot of people agreed.
We'll let you be the judge of it as the birthday spread unfolds. Here it all is. It's 8 minutes past one. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Afternoon, Paul. Now, I've got a bone to pick with you. I've told you I've got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about this.
You won't tell me off air, so this could be a bit eggy. Let's find out. What's happened,
You
Charlie?
Say you've never met my wife.
I've never met your
wife. You've never met Samantha, but
never met her.
She told me this in hushed tones the other night, and I've got her to write it down.
What, as some kind of legal document?
Yes.
It's a dream, Charlie, isn't it?
She's had a dream about you, Paul.
What did I do?
You lived on a new estate, Paul.
Did I?
And all the houses were built like castles.
Oh, okay, yeah,
in
yeah.
In her dream. She came to collect me. I was obviously at yours.
Yeah.
And you were in your blue slippers, blue navy velvet slippers.
Velvet?
You had on, and you made a point of putting them on in front of us.
Wow.
That was nice, isn't it?
I was barefoot, but then I said, hang on, just before you go, let me go and put my blue velvet slippers. That is very much me.
And in the dream, you were nice, but you definitely wanted us to leave. I mean, you showed us around.
Well, once I've put those slippers on, Charlie, I want to be on my own with my slippers. I want the visitors to see the slippers. I want them to look at the slippers.
Yeah, and your castle.
To admire the slippers and then to leave.
And then in the dream, you showed us around your castle.
Okay.
You'd obviously had enough of
me.
Well,
you obviously didn't take the hint, did you?
No. And, you know, but you'd obviously had enough of me, is what she's saying.
Oh, so I was trying to aid you out.
She wasn't quite sure why I was there. She thinks in the dream I'd invited myself round.
Right, that sounds about right.
It was really clean and tidy. That was another bit of information she gave.
Nice, yeah.
He was very nice to Sam, my wife.
No dog hairs all over the place, what it's really like, sadly.
But it was like you were a conspirator with Sam. Can you take him off my hands now, sort of vibe. Right. Is what she got.
I was showing you around the castle to defenestrate you, probably. Me and Sam are going to push you out the window.
That's what it was.
Once we got to the one of the top turrets.
I think you put your slippers on when Sam turned up.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Put the old velvet slippers on.
Exactly.
Purple, did you say? Blue.
Navy blue velvet slippers.
Yeah. Did they have the old cockerel on the front? Did it have the cockerel and ball?
I don't know. Well,
maybe this club shop should start doing a velvet slipper.
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Nice, you'd like some of those, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd buy a
pair. There we are. Got anything? Can you know what that is?
It never went.
Why Sam dreaming of you, Paul?
I don't know. I mean, I tell you, we've never met, sadly, but...
If people want to sort of take apart the dream in a sort of
what does it mean? If there's any dream experts out there or people who know nothing about dreams who just want to hazard a guess, do let us know. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ.
There was a funny tweet
that I saw earlier on today. It kind of struck a chord. It came from, I don't know how it popped up. It popped up on a couple of people I follow. And it was from a barrister called Joanna Harding Suskind.
Okay.
She said, "My husband is on the phone to someone trying to give his booking reference in the phonetic alphabet." by the way, he does not know the phonetic alphabet. Well, very few people do. I mean, they have a stab at one or two. But we've all been there, haven't we? So, for example, she said her husband's on the phone. He's going, C for K. cat. So we all do it, don't we? We all get on there, and you know, you're on a, onto a call centre. They want your postcode or something like that, and you're trying, and you're thinking, what is it? What is it for X? What is it for? And you just can't think. Yeah. So, and I think a lot of the TalkSport listeners.
My postcode used to be OBP, Paul. The end of it used to be OBP.
Yeah.
And I used to say O butter, B for butter,
yeah,
P for putter, which on the phone sounds exactly the same.
Doesn't help on the limited bandwidth of a phone, does it? So, and I think a lot of our listeners would probably lean on sport, or they would say R for Ronaldo, or just someone's. When you're grasping for a word that begins with a letter, you can make yourself look a right dope, as Mr. Parry would say. So, if you would like to tell us about your run-ins with the phonetic alphabet, because I say we've all been there.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, Charlie.
Yes.
Are you a fan of the 10-pin bowling?
I love a bit of 10-pin bowling. Why not?
It's been one of the big winners since we've all kind of returned to relative normality after lockdown. One of the big bowling alley companies have said that they've seen a 50% leap in people getting involved.
Okay.
Above pre-pandemic levels. So they're not only back to where they were, they've got 50% up.
Up on it.
Pre-pandemic.
People be buying their own shoes. Imagine if you turned up with your own shoes,
that's quite
Paul.
Serious.
It's not like having your own cue, is it?
Yeah.
Or your own darts. Your own bowling shoes is quite a serious investment.
I once went to the 10-pin bowling in a not particularly salubrious part of the world. Ooh, we went down to the old bowling alley. And I took my shoes off, handed them in, said, size 11, please. And the guy said, no, mate, he says, keep one shoe, give us one shoe and keep one shoe, because we had a lot of shoes robbed the other day. Somebody's gone in the back and had the shoes away.
Nick the shoes.
So you just, you know, they were letting you hand in one shoe.
Never sure you really need to change your shoes for it. It feels a bit of a scam.
Can't do it in a pair of art welders' boots, can you? You can't just scratch up there. You're going to make a right mess of everything.
Yeah, can't do it
if you've got Blakey's in your shoes.
Highly polished wood. They drill those holes in, Paul, don't they? I'd like to see that. I'd like to see how that sort of thing. I'd like to see how you make a bowling ball. I'd like to see that.
Would you really?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay.
Well, is there a program? Is there a video of that anywhere?
Almost certainly. I think if you go to YouTube,
sounds quite niche, doesn't it?
How you make a bowling ball. Is there a film of that?
Yeah. Speaking of niche, my wife had a dream about you, Paul, which I told you about, which was I was at your house.
Yeah.
Your house, which is now a brand new
a Barrett style estate of castles. She's a weird woman, your wife, isn't she?
And she turned up to pick me up. I don't know why she's picking me up, but she is.
You come round to have a look at my castle.
When she turned up, you said, oh, hang on a minute, and you put on some blue velvet slippers in front of her.
Right,
which makes me think, you know.
It was like a cockerel or something. I was like sort of preening.
Peacocking. Exactly, you know what I mean? And then you were showing us round, but through gritted teeth.
Yeah.
And you were sort of saying to my wife, can you take him?
Can
you get rid of him?
Did you think I wanted you both out, but especially you?
Especially me.
Especially
what
you.
She said. Yeah. It was very obvious it was me that was wanting to leave. Casto from Birmingham's been in touch. I'm no dream expert, Paul, but I think the reason behind Mrs. Baker's dream is obvious. She's so fed up of Charlie coming home moaning after losing to you in the birthday spread.
That's what it is.
That she went round yours to offer her services cleaning your castle free of charge in return that you let him win now and again. And the reason for the silk slippers was she could impress you by saying they need to be put on a cold wash.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice, Nick. Yeah, if you knew how to wash silk slippers, that's nice, isn't it?
I would have had them dry clean. I've got my own castle. I don't need to wash them.
Charlie didn't get the memo to leave you on your own by outstaying his welcome. There we are. Thank you, Casto from Birmingham. Very nice.
Maybe that's, it's this show. Maybe you've outstayed your welcome on this show.
That's what it is. And this is the castle.
This studio is the castle. And I will be bringing some blue velvet slippers in next Tuesday.
When I was on tour with Jack D last year.
Oh yeah,
we did some smaller gigs while he was warming the show up.
Yeah,
and then we did some bigger gigs when it was the actual tour.
Yeah,
and for the smaller gigs, you know, Jack D's a very smart man.
Yeah,
he had a slightly different suit. I'm not going to say cheaper suit, because I don't think it was a cheap suit at all, but a slightly cheaper suit for the warm-ups. And then the big shows, he had like a proper, beautiful suit. That'd be a nice thing for you to do, Paul. If you came in your normal shoes, and then when it was showtime, sort of 5 minutes to go, just to get our heads in gear.
Yeah. Slippers.
Paul's got his slippers on. It's time for the show.
Well, they'd clearly be TalkSport slippers, won't they, from the TalkSport shop.
From the TalkSport shop.
Probably black velvet. with the kind of yellow TalkSport logo.
Would you have Talk on one foot and Sport on the other foot?
Yeah, almost. No, I wouldn't do that. That'd look ridiculous. We also, talking about ridiculous, we did mention earlier on the perils of the phonetic alphabet when you're trying to speak to someone in a call centre, you know, Yankee, Echo, etc., etc. I had an awkward call with a colleague last year when confirming a reference that had JF in it. I don't know why, but I couldn't think of anything, so I just said JF, as in Jimmy Floyd.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
So Juliet Foxtrot was what they came back with. Swallow me up ground, says CJ to that. So there was quite a few examples of that. I called my better half telling her mum on the phone. Oh, all for all tell, says John the decorator in Warrington.
Well, that's nice.
That's good.
That's a nice one.
O for hotel. And also WWE, it looks like the people could be selling out to the owners of Newcastle United, the Saudi investment fund. And we've had a couple of suggestions. James in Tenby, the Newcastle fan. And there was another one from PJ in Swindon. They've gone for the big Scholler.
The big Scholler, Amiobi. Yeah, well, that's very, very good indeed. Wi-Fi footballers, Paul, absolutely loads of these. People have run with this.
Leeds are signing Jorginho Rutter.
Yeah.
So
Peter Modem Wingy. That's a nice one.
Well done. Congratulations.
One. James Page. That's fantastic. Good, very, very good. Mm. Where are they now?
They have a couple of very good ones.
Rory Dial-Up.
Oh, yes. That's very good as well.
Very good. That's Paul Jones. Thank
Alan
you, Paul.
St. Minimum has gone with Gabby Agdonglehor. Agdonglehor.
That's nice.
I got there in the end.
That's
so
nice.
Thank you very much.
Domain Pennant. That's nice.
That's nice. Yeah,
they're all very good.
They
very,
are
very,
well
very
done.
Good indeed.
Thank you very
anyway,
much.
Anyway, Sean Harris, there's a docu-series called How It's Made. Does all things like that. Bowling balls probably be on it somewhere.
Yeah.
No link to it, Paul. He's just guessing that that's how you make a bowling ball.
Lan Venigor of Hesslink, we also got from Wollaston Village FC.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Adam, the Newcastle fan, gets upset when Wales fans claim, please don't take me home, because he said Newcastle been singing it for years, apparently.
It always starts. For years.
Always starts rows. It's the old glory, glory. An old teacher of mine, a long serving Spurs fan.
Yeah.
Said she was on the train going to a game when somebody struck up Glory Glory Tottenham Hotspur in the early 60s.
Lovely.
And of course Manchester United sing it, and I don't know if they claim to be the first to sing it, but you know, that's another one of those where everybody claims a little bit of that. So you can keep those coming. Also, we did Rory Dial-Up, didn't we? That was a very good one.
Yeah, we had your phonetic alphabets, Paul, as well.
Yes, the phonetic alphabet, of course, does, when people find themselves, there was a tweet today that talked about that. When you struggle, when someone says to you, what's your postcode on a call centre, someone at a call centre asks you, and you're struggling, you know, you're thinking, C for what is it? Not, you can't think of Charlie, so say C for CAFU. Especially if you're a TalkSport fan, it's the only thing you can
really
think of.
There we are.
C for CAFU.
Some 10 years ago in our open plan office, my brother, clearly getting annoyed with the person he was speaking to on the phone, boomed across the office to the amusement of 20 staff in earshot. No, that's J for giraffe. He hasn't lived it down since. That's anonymous, unfortunately. Very nice. And Taffy Mackham says, my postcode is C1RUOK.
Right.
And every time I give my postcode, they reply, yes, thank you, are you? It's very nice. Thank you, Taffy.
Good.
Very good indeed.
So you can keep those coming. TalkSport.com/H&J. Text to 81089. Tweet to TSH&J. Newcastle could be involved in the world of WWE very soon, because the people that own them are looking to buy the top wrestling franchise. So we did kick off with Stone Cold Steve Howie, and we've taken all sorts of twists and turns since. But yeah, you're very welcome to keep those coming. And with Jorginho Rutter on his way to Leeds, you have been giving us some of your internet-based footballers as well. You got a bit puntastic today. So keep those coming, along with the phonetic alphabet stories. And don't forget, we did tell you the story earlier on of the Cruz Azul player, a team that play in Mexico. And one of the players has apologised for organising a drug gang-themed Laser Quest birthday party for his 12-year-old son. All the kids all got to go, Dad, can I have an El Chapo-themed party? He said, yeah, of course you can, son. But has now admitted it was a mistake.
It can go wrong very quickly at a kid's party.
Yeah.
Paul, once my son had a football party. Stanley had a football party.
Yeah. And, when kids
they were about
parties,
eight.
Is this when Sky kids One tonight, 9 o'clock, when kids parties go wrong? Channel 5.
I think
5.
They were 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah.
And I went, right, no rule for the next 5 minutes, no rules.
No
rules. So I thought
rules.
I was being like a cool dad, you know, like really letting them. Immediately, one of the kids jumped in the air and booted someone else in the head.
Like, really?
Knocked him to the floor.
If you'd said the rules could be stretched by saying but no rules,
I meant
Charlie.
Like, you know, a little bit of argy-bargy or something.
No
this
rules.
This kid just jumped in the air and booted his
dragon.
Mate in the head.
So what happened there?
Well, he was down and that was it. I said, so right, there are rules.
Claret, the kid's head's back and he's crying.
You said no rules.
Mum turns up. Mum turns up. She says, what happened to him? Big bruise on his face. Well, I may have said no rules.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, if you did an ACCA on the 4 Carabao Cup games we brought you on the TalkSport network over the last couple of days, it was definitely busted last night.
Killed
wasn't
it, didn't it? Yeah.
By Southampton's win over Manchester
City. They were good.
What a fine win. Coming off the back of the cup result at the weekend. Things picking up a little bit for the under pressure gaffer. He immediately said that there was no time for a celebration. He said, I'm not dreaming of Wembley. I'll be up until 3 a.m. watching Everton.
Oh, right,
he said, I'll have 20 seconds, a glass of wine, then reality hits. Well,
that's not going to keep him awake, is it? Watching Everton at the moment.
That's very true. So anyway, let's speak to a Southampton fan. Is he feeling that, you know, survival's on the cards? The only way is up. The manager's turned a corner. He'll go down as one of the... It'll be like Laurie Mack in the halls of...
He's got Gineppo scoring the first time in 14 months or something crazy.
It's exciting. Great Alistair goal. Barry's a comedian and Saints fan. Hi, Alistair.
Hey, Alistair.
Hello there, guys. How you doing?
Yeah,
good. Thanks.
Thank
did that feel like? Is it a blip? Is it fluky? Well, is it a turning point?
Well, you did say it'd be like Laurie McManamy, which would be lovely, except that in Laurie McManamy's first season, we did go down. So it's not an ideal comparison.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the fact you said Nathan Jones said he's not going to celebrate, and he didn't celebrate, obviously, on the pitch. But then actually, there was footage of him about 15 yards down the tunnel going mental about 5 minutes later. So, you know, obviously he's pleased with the results. He's got a long way to go to bring Saints fans around. But from what I have to be honest, I didn't watch the game.
Oh,
I am some
wow.
sort of, I was working, Charlie, as you
okay,
know, we do
yeah.
work.
You've got to
we
work
do
at
work
night.
Evenings.
Yeah, sure.
I was on the tube and I turned on at half time and went, 2-0, what? And then I had to go and do my gig and I came out going, well, obviously it's going to be 4-2 City. And it was 2-0 still. And I was like, you know, refreshing your phone going, no, this is insane. I have, this happened to me last season when we played Spurs in the Cup. I had tickets for the game and I had a gig so I couldn't go. And we were 2-1 down. And then we came back to win 3-2. And it was one of the most exciting games. A mate of mine who's a Saints fan was there. I couldn't go. So basically, if I don't go or see the games, there is a good chance we might stay up.
Yeah, you're the problem. You're the problem. I am. That's what it is. Yeah,
I am the problem, and not a massively inexperienced squad with a manager who hasn't proven himself yet.
They've been quite anonymous, haven't they, Southampton, for a season and a bit, other than the 9-0s. You know, they've been quite anonymous. You can't, other than James Ward-Prowse, no one really stands out for them. It's been a very interesting sort of boring bit of Southampton history, isn't it?
It's been a bit tedious. What is remarkable is you can't speak to anyone without them mentioning the 9.
I know. What
really annoys is the fact that you have to put that S on the end of it. It's the 9-0s. Yeah. It's not the 9-0. It's the 9-0s. Yeah. That really does start to grate. But yeah. The thing is, if you look at the team that we've got now, especially the two signings we brought in, I mean, there is a potentially really exciting team coming out. I was a Ralph fan. I think a lot of Saints fans were. His sacking was kind of inevitable just from results. But most of us were kind of like, oh, all right then. Who have we got? Oh, Nathan Jones. And he, you know, I'm not being cruel to him to say there wasn't a huge outpouring of wahey. And what we've seen from his tactics so far, just a lot of Saints fans saying we don't really know what his tactics are, what his formation is. But then he turns around and we beat arguably the best club team on the planet, but not by luck. I mean, okay, admittedly, we beat Palace at the weekend when I was talking to Mark Steele, a Palace fan, who said you were reliably awful. And I have to thank, what was his name? Guita, is it the Palace keeper who absolutely match-winning performance for Southampton, which is delightful. and then, of course, last night, Ortega was, many years ago, I used to play in goal, and I'd be slightly embarrassed at my positioning for Gineppo's goal. Mm. But it was an incredible goal. But having said that, Mara's goal was a stunning finish.
Good finish.
Yeah. Well, it was real kind of, I don't know, I wouldn't be ashamed to have seen one of those at the World Cup. It was a stunning finish. Che Adams got one put in the net, which was offside. He was inches away from another one. So we can clearly play. You can't deny it's given Southampton fans an enormous amount of hope. But as Southampton fans know, hope is a dangerous commodity.
You're going to struggling Everton now, which is sort of 3 points you'd hope to take. And, you know,
Everton away.
We'd hope to take three off. Who were we playing? Who was it? Forest? We're thinking, come on. If you're not beating people down around you, you're not going anywhere. We're bottom of the table. It's a big, big scrap from here. But you can't deny beating Man City 2-0. I'm still pinching myself that this is actually real. But as I'm talking to you on TalkSport, I feel certain that this has been confirmed. And as I stand in a rainy doorway just off Oxford Street, because I got the call going, could you speak to Charlie? I'm feeling more positive about the football than I am about the weather.
Yeah, well, Nathan Jones said that he was backing himself. Like, you know, he was obviously quite buoyant after last night and felt he could have a bit of swagger. He said, we were excellent. We're still building. I've had 3 Premier League matches. I only had 1 day to prepare for Liverpool. I'm not David Blaine. So it does give you images of him hanging above
in a box.
St Mary's in a Perspex box. That would be good. But and he had a bit of stick. Haven't a Waterlooville manager, Paul Doswell, had a go at him as well, didn't he? He said he was out of his depth and he had a bit of a pop at him.
Paul Doswell could start a fight in an empty room.
If you've got a Waterlooville manager saying you're out of your depth, he doesn't really. If you're in the shallow end, you shouldn't really be shouting at people in the deep end.
Yeah, well, I think that was kind of the point he made. He said, I don't have the disrespect to speak about a level I don't know about. So meow. So back and forwards it went. But he's got to be. The players have all been saying. I've seen Gineppo and others saying we've got to use springboard is the word that's been popping up a lot from Southampton in the last sort of 12 hours or so. And they have. They've got to take that. Those 2 cup wins.
It's got to be a springboard. I think what was quite interesting last night is that James Ward-Prowse clearly had his best game for a while. Yeah. And he is, when you're in a relegation scrap, you need experienced players who've been there before. And basically, he's our only one. So we need him to step up. What's interesting is we've got quite a lot of City players who've migrated across. Like our goalkeeper last night is a City, never quite made it to the City first team, but Larios? Was he? You know, there's a couple of them. Edios. They've come over from City. We get Jason Wilcox. We're basically turning into City. The way that everyone we ever got went to Liverpool, now everyone City's got is going to Southampton. And frankly, at the level the two clubs are at, if we're getting City rejects, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, true. No, absolutely.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Brilliant. Well, look, good to talk to you. Keep the faith, Alistair.
Are you on the road or anything? You're just gigging at Alistair at the moment? Have you got anything coming out later?
I am at the Comedy Store all weekend, Charlie. Lovely. I'm there tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. So anyone fancies heading to the best comedy club in the land, that's where I'll be.
Fantastic. Good to talk to you, Alistair. Thanks very much.
And you too, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yes. Alistair Barry, the comedian.
Go and see him. He's very funny. He's always up for the minute as well. He always sort of writes stuff about the news.
Well, here he is.
Like me. Just...
He had funnies there for the Southampton game last night.
Just phone in the same old stuff every time.
Do you do
Paul,
with your old gear?
Any old gear, you know what I mean? Yeah. But he actually writes new jokes. You know, he's very good.
Wow, when was the last new joke you wrote?
I'm on tour soon,
you
Paul.
Are, so you're
Let's remember that. It's all very sharp at the moment.
You are sharpening up. Yeah, you are. So tell us, when does your tour start, Charlie?
February 24th in Tynmouth in South Devon. Sold out, Paul. You can't go to that one.
Okay.
Around the country after that, charliebeggercomedy.com.
Paul. I'll come and see you when you get close to me.
Thanks, Paul. That's nice of you. In your blue slippers? Or?
Oh, I might wear them.
All right, I'm going to get you some.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to do. Get you some.
But they're velvet. I mean, we're going to find blue velvet slippers, really. Talking there, of the Comedy Store was mentioned. You were telling me earlier on, Charlie, about a great old comedy venue that's got a bit of a sporting.
Caroline's on Broadway, which is one of the big New York comedy venues, you know, that you'd see people starting their careers in and becoming big famous comedians in America. It's been sold, you know, been turned into a ping pong club, table tennis club.
Wow.
Like a branch of a Sarandon's chain. Yeah.
And so Susan Sarandon, the actress owns a chain of
She
ping
must
pong.
Have money. She's got money in a ping pong club.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to put some money in a ping pong club?
I wasn't expecting to talk about that today. Susan Sarandon's Thelma and Louise star Susan Sarandon's love of ping pong.
But you know, people will sometimes now walk past the ping pong club and go, oh, that used to be Caroline's on Broadway. And that happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, when you point at an old pub and you go, oh, that used to be, you know, whatever, you know, but yeah, I
that's
think it's a shame, isn't it?
From iconic comedy club to ping pong outlet, it's quite a weird switch, isn't it?
Exactly.
You ever played the States, Charlie? Done a gig in the States?
No, I'd love to. That is one of the plans for the next few years to try and get over. I don't know if they, I mean, have they ever heard of Trago Mills, Paul?
I would imagine they've probably got a branch over there, haven't they? Really, pasties? They don't know pasties, about pasties.
They might have pasties.
You go over there with your West Country set. It'd be interesting. In New York, great, wouldn't it? Vegas.
Who's been to Columpton? Anyone been to Columpton? Columpton. I'll Google it.
One of the Wurzels. Oh, what's the point? Good, Charlie Baker, ladies and gentlemen, a young man from
Columpton.
Yeah, you could be on there with... Anyway, we move on.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Anyway, you've got 10 great gags, I understand.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Because it is time for the birthday spread. Andy has collated 10 birthdays for people who've celebrated this week. And he's got some humourable material attached to each one of their names. And it's mine and Charlie's job to try and guess how old these people are. Someone needs to keep score, for goodness sake.
Oh, yeah.
And that man is Philbert the Fox, Jeff Peters, live in his East Midlands nerve centre. Hello, Jeff.
It's the nerve centre in association with Mrs. Baker's Dreams.
Mrs. Baker's Dreams, yeah.
Honestly, everywhere I go at the moment, people talking about the birthday spread. I was at Chesterfield last Saturday, Lincoln on Tuesday in the Papa John's. Rob Underwood said he loves this. Even in the gym this lunchtime, Steve Biddy Baxter and his son Sam absolutely love the quiz.
Wow.
So I know that Andy's got some gilt edge quality for us today.
He certainly has. If you're playing along, always let us know in the halftime break how you're getting on, how you're scoring. Is it a good day or a bad day for you? Who has tripped you up? And your joy and his material, which we'll kick off with now in the company of Sergio Mendes and the late great Pelé. So I won the last game, I believe, Jeff. So I will...
38-17, back-to-back wins.
Lovely. Here we go then. First birthday, Andy.
Okay, first birthday of the week is the Arsenal women's member and member of the Euro 2022 winning England national team, Lottie Wabin-May.
Yeah.
Wabin-May. And she's very musical, actually, and often performs with her family group, who play in a very similar style to the Grimthorpe Colliery Band. They're known as Brass Wabins.
Oh! Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Like
a bit of brass rubbing.
25.
Feels a bit old, but maybe you're right.
Okay.
I'll go 24.
Okay.
She is, in fact, 24. Yeah,
24, Charlie. Okay, well, we're
in.
Done.
We so, are in.
A marginal, even I'll work that one out. I think it's 1-0, isn't it?
It is indeed.
1-0, yeah. Okay.
Here we go. Birthday number two, the singer Crystal Gayle. Mm. And I know her quite well, actually. Me, Crystal, and Nigel Botherway were on a fishing trip, and Crystal surprised us by offering to dip our bait in cobalt paint. Huh? I said to her, won't it make our brown flies blue?
Blimey. A bit contrived, but, you know, that could have happened. That really could have happened.
She's the new head of one of the world's biggest record labels.
Is she? Oh, okay.
She's the universal boss.
Didn't get it.
Chris Gayle.
Oh, Chris Gayle.
Come on.
Okay.
Chris Gayle.
That's a very poor topper there.
Really bottom.
I thought it was bottomed out.
Our old Crystal Gayle. Lovely long hair member.
She is. Yeah. 74.
Got to be, yeah. Don't it make my brown eyes blue? She's got to be in that envelope, hasn't she? 75. I'm going to do what you're doing.
Oh, no, she's 72.
Oh, sorry, Kristen, if you're listening. Okay, so what's that done to the scores, Jeff?
Paul, 3 out on that one, moves on to 4. Charlie, 2 out, on to 2. 4-2.
Okay, come on. Yes. Come on, back to me. We alternate, come on, Baker, of course.
The fans are loving
first.
It.
So, yes.
And as Jeff pointed out, a lot of musical people this week. It's the singer Joan Baez.
Oh,
Joan Baez.
The best.
And I got stung last year when I found out the tickets I'd bought for a show were fake. It's my fault. I should have been buyer's beware.
Buyer's beware. Yeah, well, I thought you might have had buyer's remorse.
what a singer. Diamonds and Rust. What a great song that is.
Joan Baez must be in her 80s. Joan Baez.
Jamie Cullum.
He's a wonderful young player. Please, Jamie Cullum. Norah Jones. Michael Bublé.
And Joan Baez.
The last series of Parky, he had the three of them on speed dial. He phoned. Tonight it's music from Norah Jones, Michael Bublé. Jamie Cullum.
I lost Andy now.
Joan Baez.
No, I'm here.
The Jesus of Mary chain. Never had them on.
Just imagine.
Jamie Cullum. John Byers.
Sham 69.
The Dead Kennedys. With the Harry Stoneham tree. Oh, move on. He's not even a particularly good park. He's a lovely man. Please come on again, Michael.
He won't now,
sorry. 85, Charlie Baker.
I think she was heavily... in love with Bob Dylan, wasn't she? Yeah. I don't know if they were the same age, but I know Bob Dylan is about 83. Okay. So I'm going to go 82. Sorry.
82, right.
Ooh, very good thinking. She's 82.
Oh. Wow, Charlie, you're on fire. Wow,
fabulous. Fabulous scoring.
That showed me workings out as well, didn't I?
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Well, two direct hits. Yeah. Charlie stays on 2. Mm. Paul, 3 out, onto 7.
Okay, good game. Back to Charlie going first. Here we go. Andy.
Okay, he was the 2-time world heavyweight boxing champion, George Foreman.
Oh, George Foreman.
And George. He's planning a new TV career, actually, with an in-depth Louis Theroux-style interview show. It's called George Foreman Grills.
Yeah, that would honestly
that would work. Would
a heck
be
of a podcast.
Show,
that'd be great.
Isn't that when I'm cleaning windows.
That's right. Yeah, that's the George Formby Grill. That was it. Yeah, like a banjo, ukulele. Yes. What do you think,
it's
Charlie?
It's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner, you would be. If you could see what I could see when I'm cleaning windows.
It's George Foreman, mate. George Foreman.
Can you hear me, Mother?
Yes. That's not George Foreman.
No, it's not even that, is it?
Sandy Powell.
I'm going 90.
Wow. No, he's not that old, George.
90?
No, he's not that old, George. George, I'd say...
the game? You can't just go 90. That's giving it away now there, Andy. You're going 90.
Well, no,
nowhere
not.
Near 90.
Before he said 90.
Yeah, but that's dreadful.
Paul knows George Foreman.
This
better.
Round is null and void.
Met the bloke twice.
This round is null and void.
75,
absolutely
Andy.
No way.
75.
Andy's given you a clue.
Yeah, I don't need
you can't
clues.
Have a clue.
Met him twice.
Yeah, but you can't have a clue. Andy's given you a clue.
I can substitute it if you want to have another name.
Null and void.
Really?
I'm quite happy for you to do that.
If you want to.
He was, in fact, 74, so Paul would be 1 out. But I don't want Charlie moaning for the rest of the...
Okay.
Jeff wanted me to do this one, so I'm introducing to it. It was going to be the tiebreak,
okay.
But I've got one special. So it's
VAR.
Birthday
first
number...
VAR in birthday spread
yes,
ever.
Yes, birthday number 4 now has moved from George Foreman.
Yeah.
It's Baroness Sally Hamwee.
Baroness Sally Hanway. But you wish you hadn't said it now, don't you, Charlie? You and your big dog.
I used to love that football chant. The members of the London Assembly used to sing every time she entered the building. And we hear the Baroness sing, we can't hear her. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Right, what does she do other than being a Baroness? What's she a Baroness of?
She's the chairwoman of the London Assembly from 2001 to 2008.
Baroness Hanway.
75.
Yeah, I'd say she's in that ballpark. 72.
76.
Lovely. Okay. One out.
So
yes.
Rather than me being one out, Charlie was one out. Okay, fair enough. You want to play it like that, that's fine. What's the scores, Jeff?
The anger's...
Paul, 11, Charlie, mist. 3 in this damaged quiz.
11-3. Right, let's get
ahead. I can't take the moaning for the rest of it. Okay, going into half-time.
Great joke so far.
Yeah.
It's the composer of Slumdog Millionaire, A.R. Rahman. A.R. Rahman. And we had a blazing stand-up row once, but he refused to fight when I offered him outside. I tried goading him into it. I said, are you chicken, Rahman?
Oh.
Very nice.
64.
A.R.
Rahman.
About right, yeah. 68.
56.
Oh, giving it away.
Jai-ho!
Giving it all back.
Yeah. What's that done to the scores, Jeff?
It's closed the gap a little bit. Paul, 8 out onto 19. Charlie, 12 out onto 15. Four in it at the halfway stage.
Okay, this is quite a dirty game. Let's see what happens. In the second half. This S-housery going on.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Times are pressing. We should crack on with the next five birthdays in the birthday spread. It's 19-15. It could have been a very different score had the George Foreman moment not happened. What have people been saying about that, Charlie?
Charlie perfectly in his rights to challenge that. A clear clue from Andy.
Okay.
So that's nice. I won't read that one out. I won't read that one.
They're ones saying that you're a cheat, aren't they, Charlie? Anyway,
no, I won't read that one. I won't read that one.
There's five birthdays
quite
left.
Quite a lot.
Let's
of
crack
angry
on.
People with me, Paul.
Here's Sergio and Pelle.
Charlie's such a bad loser.
There we are. Perfect. Well said. Right, next birthday, Andy.
And today's birthday spread is sponsored by Emmy Martinez. No one appreciates S. Housery more.
That's
okay.
Yeah,
it's
beautiful.
Kathy Sledge is the next.
Sledge, from Sister Sledge?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll never forget her sharp response to Glenn McGrath when he asked her why she'd put on so much weight.
Yeah.
It involved a regular intake of biscuits. It was a classic Sledge.
Classic Sledge. What do you think, Kathy Sledge from Sister Sledge?
Yeah.
What do you reckon,
90?
Could be. 90s.
Could be 90s. Yeah. It just makes me want to win more.
Go on then, time to press him,
yeah,
boys.
Sure, all right.
Yeah. I don't want to rush you, but
72.
72. Yeah, she's probably in that envelope. 70.
64.
Ooh, oh, sorry, okay. Kathy. If
we
listening.
Are family.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Yeah, get the idea. Yeah.
Yeah. What's that down to the scores, Jeff?
Paul, 6 out onto 25. Yeah. Charlie, 8 out onto 23. 2 in it, 4 to go.
Wow, what a game. Back to
what
me.
Go. The great guitarist from Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page.
Yeah, he's getting on a bit now. So it was no surprise to see the good people at Stanner fitting one of their units to his house last week. It's a stairlift to heaven.
Yeah. Hey. Lives next door to Robbie Williams. Have a bit of to and fro, don't they? Over the fence. It's been a problem.
Give anyway, Jimmy Page footballers. Whole lot of Peter and love.
Oh, there we are.
There we are. Yeah, very nice.
Sadly, no time. Jimmy Page, 71.
Ooh.
You're
right. I thought he was a bit older than that.
Well, he might be. It's your job.
75.
79.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay, what's that down to scores, Jeff?
Paul, 8 out onto 33. Charlie, 4 out onto 27. 6 in it.
7, ooh, it's close.
It's very close.
Right.
Good scoring. Next one, the singer from Steely Dan, Donald Fagen.
Donald Fagen.
When I was struggling to make it in this business, I wrote to Donald for some tips on survival.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, he advised me to turn to crime. Fagen told me, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
There we are.
I love that gag, about a member of Steely Dan. Can you do it again?
Okay. Toppers, they don't always work.
Do it again.
They don't always work. What do you think?
Donald Fagen. I'm trying to do my maths. 67.
I'd say he's 70.
He is, in fact, 75.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
It's nip and tuck. Charlie, 8 out on that one. Moves on to 35, and Paul, 5 out, moves on to 38. 3 in it, 2 to go.
Wow, what a game. Back to me then. Here we go.
It's added something. Okay. Added a bit of spice. It's been good for the format.
Next Excuse me. It's the film director and writer of Bend It Like Beckham, Gurinder Chadha. And I invited her around for a meal last week, and I couldn't get over how much she ate. But I didn't mind. It was good to see Chadha gorge.
Oh, 64,
John. 60. 63. Oh, wow, it's so tight.
What's that down to the scores?
It is Paul 39, Charlie 38.
Ooh, which means Charlie has to go first because he's
and
in
typically
the lead,
right? Baroness Hanway was the tiebreak, so I'm going to be in trouble here.
George Foreman, 70.
Here we go.
No, I'll find something else.
Last one.
Okay, last one of the day. He was the Prime Minister of Canada from 93 to 2003, Jean Chrétien. Jean Chrétien.
Yeah.
And his family loved to write to British tabloid newspapers. For example, almost all the letters in Star Texas are from Chrétien.
Yes. It's me, is it?
Yeah.
88.
I've
only got to find one, Paul.
85.
He's 89.
Oh!
What does that mean?
Everyone very pleased.
Charlie has won.
Very happy about it. Look at that. It wins.
Charlie has won the game.
Look at Paul's face. He's serious. I think he's not going to be happy.
There's
normally
a nasty taste in a few people's mouths.
Such a nice man, normally. Look at his face. Just look at his face.
Just a nasty taste. And a marker has been laid
down.
Where
was Hawksby? But frankly, who cares?
This is a departure for Spinal Tap. Things will change from now on. It's becoming a very different sport, the birthday spread. Remember,
everyone very happy on the text board about it.
Remember when it all changed.
It started, this year has started very spikily, hasn't it?
It has. We've had two spreads.
We take the game seriously.
We've got to go.
Paul finished 43-39. It's Paul 38, Charlie 18.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Well, there we are. That's I think we've laid down a marker today. It's a very different game from here on in. But Charlie, you'll be back on Saturday.
I will be, Paul.
Yeah.
9 till 11 Saturday morning with Max Rushton.
Nice. Okay.
We have all autobiography wars. Yeah. Talk about the football, the game day warm up. Be hype men for the weekend.
Beautiful. I'll be getting a pair of blue velvet slippers and heading back
lovely.
To the castle.
Good, good.
But I should be here tomorrow with Andy for clips of the week and all that. Thanks for listening. Do hope you can join us from 1 tomorrow. If not, the podcast, as always, will be available around 4 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.